Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Praises be to the mighty Yahweh, the creator of the heaven, earth, and sea, and all that therein is, by saying hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Welcome to another lovely and beautiful broadcast of Nothing But the Truth. From the House of Israel of Cincinnati, located at 2330 Kemper Lane. I am Morey Ishai Israel from the House of Israel of Cincinnati, here to bring you today's program, Nothing But the Truth. And we'd like to say shalom to everyone that is tuned in and viewed via the internet, Blog Talk Radio, YouTube, and Facebook. For we know that the only reason you have tuned into our program is because of your great love and your great fear toward the mighty Yah. And who is this Yah? Yahweh is the creator of the heaven, earth, and sea, and all that therein is. Yahweh is the only judge, the only lawgiver, the only redeemer, the only savior, the only king, and the only savior of Israel and the world. And Yahweh is the one that has raised us up to bring you his words of truth, and that's what we will do. And tonight, on Nothing But the Truth, tonight and on every Sunday night at 7 o'clock, will be our program that is available for you to call in and send in your questions. The number to call us is at 347-838-8963. That's 347-838-8963. You can send in your questions by our YouTube chat line and our Facebook chat line. But if you want your question clearest and the most efficient way to have your questions answered and to make your comments, we encourage you to call us at 347-838-8963. And the format of this program on Sundays will be for us to bring you lessons and words and wisdom from the Most High Yah pertaining to current issues dealing with our people, various things that our people need to know, especially things that will help you wake up and help others wake up to the truth of the Most High Yah, and also to answer your questions and to allow you to make your comments and state your positions on various things about the laws of the Most High so that you can receive counsel from the word of the Creator on them. So we praise the mighty Yahweh that we are here to bring you this type of program here from the House of Israel of Cincinnati. And we will continue to do this every Sunday at 7 o'clock. If by any chance we're not available, we will play one of the classic great tapes from our elder leader in past, Moray Elisha Yisrael, or other teachers from the House of Israel of different classes and subjects that will be played in the event that we're not able to come to you live on Sunday evenings. And today, we're going to be discussing the kingdom of Yahweh. The kingdom of Yahweh. In today's climate in the world, there are various things that are transpiring every day in the world that are allowing us to see the hand of the Almighty. But to some people, it's just another day, another month, another week, another year, and another event in life that they have no real understanding about. But as my teacher used to say, that there's nothing that has escaped the all-seeing eye of the Almighty Yah. For everything that has happened, that is happening, and that will ever happen to our people in this world is recorded in the book of Yahweh. So we will seek out of the book of the Creator to discover his words and to understand the things that he wants us to know. That is why we're making it available to you every Sunday to call us up at 7 o'clock at 347-838-8963. Number, the telephone number will flash across the bottom of your screen so you can be reminded of what number to call. And you can also state your questions on our YouTube chat line and Facebook. But I'll be honest with you, your YouTube chat line is your best bet if you type in your questions. And the most efficient way will be to call us at 347-838-8963. And until anyone has a question or comment that we need to address, we'll continue on teaching the word of the Creator out of the Holy Scriptures. So dealing with the kingdom of Yahweh, in the book of Daniel, the fourth chapter is where we're going to begin. And in the book of Daniel, the fourth chapter, we'll begin reading in the 17th verse. It states, "This matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomsoever he will, and sets up over it the basis of men, letting you know that there is no kingdom on earth in which Yahweh has not selected its ruler." That means in England, that means in France, Mexico, Chile, Brazil, Mozambique, China, Taiwan, Japan, North Korea, South Korea, New Zealand, all of these places, Yahweh has set up over them whomsoever he wants to be over them, not excluding the country that we live in today, the United States of America. All of its rulers have been established by the Almighty. He's the one that put them there. And he said that he sets up over them the basis of men, which means if you want to know who was the dumbest and most idiotic person among the people that were to be set up over the kingdom, then it was whoever was ruling at the time. So George Washington is looked at as some kind of wise, intelligent, globe-trotting leader. Well, best believe it, out of all the other men available, he was the lowest one. But George Washington might have been much wiser than Franklin Roosevelt. But in the time of Franklin Roosevelt, he was the basis. But he might have been much wiser than Ronald Reagan. But at the time of Ronald Reagan, he was the basis. And Reagan could have been much wiser than George W. Bush. But best believe at the time of George W. Bush, he was the basis. And he could have been wiser than Barack Obama. But best believe that at the time of Barack Obama, he was the basis of men. But he could be wiser than Donald Trump. And without beyond of a shadow of a doubt, you know Donald Trump is the basis among these men. Yet, here now is a time and an opportunity in which there is a chance that somebody is dumber than Donald Trump. And that man might be Biden, Joe Biden. But no question about it, whoever the basis of these men are, that will be the one that Yahweh sets up. For Yahweh rules in the kingdom of men. And it doesn't matter what nation and kingdom it is. At this time, this is the basis of the men. Look in the book of Job, the 9th chapter. In the book of Job, the 9th chapter, the 17th verse reads, the 24th verse. It says, the earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covers the faces of the judges thereof. If not, where and who is he? Which means what? Right now, the people that are ruling are the wicked. They're the wicked. See, the Creator also lets you know when his righteous king rules, there's going to be some different things going on. But because of the rebellion of the children of Israel, you're not seeing righteousness go forth. No, you don't see that right now because you're dealing with the wicked. And this is what Yahweh said in the book of Ezekiel, the 21st chapter, verse 26. Thus saith Yahweh, remove the diadem and take off the crown. This shall not be the same. Exalt him that is low and abase him that is high. You see, this is in concordance with what the Creator lets you know in the book of Daniel, that he rules in the kingdom of men and he sets over it the basis of men, whomsoever he will. He said, exalt him that is low. But before, the ones that were exalted were men of stature, wise men and counselors, men after Yah's own heart, men of the Torah, of the law, men that had a righteous and moral compass, men that served the Most High, that hearkened unto wise counselors, that listened to prophets. But the men that would be set up now, he said, remove the diadem and take off the crown. This shall not be the same. Exalt him that is high. I mean, exalt him that is low and abase him that is high. I will overturn it, and it shall be no more until he comes whose right it is, and I will give it to him. So until the one that Yahweh has set aside for the righteous rule comes, and he only will come at the time appointed, then you're going to deal with low men that have been raised up on high. And this is the doing of the Almighty. And he did it, why? And verse 28 says, and you, son of man, prophesy and say, thus saith Yahweh concerning the Ammonites and concerning the reproach, even say you, the sword is drawn for the slaughter, is polished and to consume because of the glittering. While they see vanity unto you, while they divine a lie unto you, to bring you upon the necks of them that are slain, of the wicked whose day has come, when their iniquity shall have an end. Shall I cause to return into his sheath? I will judge you in the place where you were created, in the land of your nativity, and I will pour out my indignation upon you. I will blow against you in the fire of my wrath and deliver you into the hand of the brutish men, skillful to destroy. You shall be fuel for the fire. Your blood shall be in the midst of the land. You shall be no more remembered, for I, Yahweh, have spoken it. And he's going to do this to the Ammonites. But why is he going to do this thing of abasing the high and exalting the low? Because the children of Israel have walked out of course. And now when he used to allow men of wisdom to rule, he is now allowing men of low stature to run the world. Which means you're dealing with the wicked. And the question is asked, did we ever dwell with Japheth's descendants as we did with the Egyptians? If not, could you explain why? To dwell with Japheth's descendants, as we did with the Egyptians, is saying or asking, has there ever been a time when we migrated to the lands and the coastlands of Japheth by choice and dwelt there and ruled there like Joseph, and then were turned into slaves? And that answer is no. The times that our people migrated to Europe, it was because we were exiled from our land. And when we migrated to Europe, we were treated as we're treated right now, as second-class citizens. At the any times that we did become established and high in these kingdoms, they quickly removed us and oppressed us and sent us out. One famous time was when there was called the Reconquest or the Reconquistadors in Spain and Portugal, when there were Hebrews and Ishmaelites ruling in Europe. But the queen and the king kicked them out. And these were not just Hebrews, they was also Ishmaelites. Hebrews and Ishmaelites were removed and hunted and oppressed. And then the first nations to start the slave trade were the Portuguese and the Spanish. And they went right to the place where they sent the black folks to go enslave them. So no, there was never a time when this happened. The closest you have is where we are today, but we came over here by way of ships, and we've been in bondage the entire time. So there's not been a time where we've lived with another nation as we did with the Egyptians. But the most similar thing to us being with the Egyptians is where we're at today. So, no, there's no other time like that. And there is no other time in scriptures where that happened. We went to Babylon for 70 years, but that was all forced servitude. We went, of course, our people went in with the Assyrians, but that was all being taken away by captivity. So those are those different times. And again, I urge you all to call us at 347-838-8963. For me being here, it will be very much more convenient for you to tell me your question than for me to read it. Because then I have to stare at the computer like so. And if you just call us at 347-838-8963, you can just tell me the question, and I can answer the question. It'd be a much quicker process, but I'm not discouraging you from asking your questions online. You can ask your questions online, but please try to call line out. All right? Praise the mighty Yah. Also, if you want to ask a question, the best place to ask it is on YouTube. And we have another question that says, Shalom, is the second Sabbath for the second year of the first month is the seventh day? The second Sabbath for the second year This is the seventh day. I had first year correct. I'm just making sure. So the second Sabbath for the second year of the first month, which will mean the first month, the second Sabbath of that month, or the first Sabbath of that month, is the Sabbath day. Of course, the beginning of the second year is on the Sabbath day. So the second Sabbath would be the seventh day. That's exactly when it would be. The first day is the first day of the week. So the seventh day is the Sabbath day. That's exactly when it would be. The second Sabbath of the second year, in the first month of that year, that second Sabbath would be the seventh of the month, because the day of the new month of the second year is on the Sabbath day. Again, we're dealing with the kingdom of Yah and showing you that the Creator rules in the kingdom of men. Even at this time, we're dealing with the lowest of men. And why is this important to understand? Because it doesn't matter who our people decide to choose this coming third day of the week, it's the basis of men. Yahweh's spirit is directing everyone. For instance, in the book of Proverbs, the 16th chapter, in Proverbs, the 16th chapter, verse 1 reads, oh no, we'll just start at verse 4. It reads, Yahweh has made all things for himself. So he made everything for his own self. Yes, even the wicked for the day of evil. So he made everything, even the wicked, for the day of evil. And it is not a good thing when people reject the Almighty and go and select someone that is a complete spit in the face of the Creator. The Almighty said this. Let me just let you understand how evil it is, what our people will be doing in a few days, or how already have done. In the book of Daniel, the 7th chapter, I just want to show you this. In the book of Daniel, the 7th chapter, the 9th verse, it reads, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. The Almighty said, this is what he looked like. This is how he sit on the throne. This is how he deals. They say a fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousand thousands ministered to him. And 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. This is how he ruled. This is how he judged. This is what's around him. He also said he has hair like pure lamb's wool. Yet we go and choose somebody that don't dress like Yah, that don't look like Yah, that don't sit like Yah, that don't judge like Yah. He don't have no servants like Yah. He don't resemble the Almighty at all. Yet the Creator said this. in the book of Genesis, the first chapter, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 reads, "And Elohim said, let us make man in our own image, in our own likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So Elohim created man in his own image. In the image of Elohim created he him, male and female created he them. So now you have a person Yahweh made in his image, which means he had woolly hair, which means he had dominion. And then what did Yahweh let you know in the book of Deuteronomy, the 17th chapter, the 14th verse? The Creator let us know, "When you have come into the land which Yahweh your Elohim gives you, and shall possess it, and shall dwell therein, and shall say, I will set a king over me, like as all the nations that are about me, you shall not in any wise set the king over you, whom Yahweh your Elohim shall choose." You shall in any wise set king over you, whom Yahweh your Elohim shall choose. "One from among your brethren shall you set king over you. You may not set a stranger over you, which is not your brother." So the Creator said that Israel is his son, which means he's in his image, in his likeness. And he said, don't set nobody over you that ain't your brother. So we not only setting somebody over us that don't have no resemblance to the Creator, they don't even have resemblance to us. Yet they tell us what we should be doing and how we not black enough if we don't vote for them. They have no resemblance, no likeness to the Creator at all. But we're going to choose them. This is what Yahweh said. He made everything for himself, even the wicked, for the day of evil. And this surely is an evil time where people will put someone over them that is so much lower than even their own brother. Which means you're doing something very egregious, very distasteful in the eyes of the Creator. But no matter, Yahweh has already directed your spirit, because now you have put your hand with the wicked to witness for evil things. So now he's directed your spirit in the fashion and whether he wants it to go. So don't trip out when you see your brothers and sisters say they for Trump. Yahweh made them say that. And when your brothers and sisters say they for Biden, Yahweh made them say that. And no matter who they for, Yahweh is going to direct all the spirits and all the hearts to put the one over them whom Yahweh has already selected. Just like years ago, Bush, the son, Bush beat Al Gore, and Al Gore won the popular vote, and they demanded a recount, and they took it to the Supreme Court, and the winner was not the winner. The winner was the loser. But why? Because the Creator wanted a base man in office. And Bush was baser than Gore. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. But Donald Trump is more base than Clinton. And because Yahweh has made it so. So look in the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter. In Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, and the time to ask your questions and call is now. We're getting to our last half hour of our program. And so this is the prime time for your questions and even your comments, especially if you call in. Much easier to make a comment at 347-838-8963. But in the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, verse 6 reads, "For as much as there is none like unto you, O Yahweh, you are great, and your name is great in might. Who would not fear thee, O King of nations?" Yeah, that's who the Creator is. He is the King of all the nations. Who's not going to fear him? "For to you does it appertain, for as much as all the wise men of the nations are, in all their kingdoms, there is none like unto you." So Yahweh, he's the King of all the nations. No matter who is selected and elected and anointed over these people in these nations, Yahweh is the one that's over them. Even in the book of Psalms 89, in Psalms 89, we'll start reading in the 20th verse, where it reads, "I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. My arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face, and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry unto me, you are my Father, my Elohim, and the rock of my salvation. Also, I will make him my firstborn higher than the kings of the earth." Now, how in the world is the Creator able to do such a thing? That he can make somebody higher than all the kings of the earth. He's able to do that because he rules in the kingdom of men. And he can set David over all the kings of the earth. But when he does that, that will be a time when he returns it to whose right it is. And the kingdom will belong to someone that will do the will of the Creator. Not so how it is today. Today, the person that's in office, in their own imagination, believes they're doing their own will, their own thing. Yahweh has given them this long leash of opportunity to act in a certain manner for one purpose and one purpose only. And that is to get glory upon him. Just like he did Pharaoh in Egypt. If you look in the book of Exodus, the 9th chapter. Exodus In Exodus, the 9th chapter, it reads, in verse 12, and Yahweh hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he listened not to them as Yahweh had spoken to Moses. And Yahweh said to Moses, rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh and say to him, thus saith Yahweh Elohim of the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me. For I will at this time send all my plagues upon your heart, and upon your servants, and upon your people, that you may know that there is none like me in all the earth. For now I will stretch out my hand, that I may smite you and your people with pestilence. Isn't that what's going on today? Yahweh has smited Trump and his people with pestilence, and you shall be cut off from the earth. And in very deed, for this have I raised you up, Pharaoh. In very deed, for this have I raised you up, Trump, king of Babylon, for to show in you my power, that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. That's the only reason. That's the only reason these kings are set up and are allowed to operate in the fashion that they have. Yahweh has allowed them to build up so much pride, so much pomp, so much arrogance, so much hubris has gone into these people that when somebody like a Moses, when some meek, dark-skinned man approaches them and tells them that Yahweh has sent them so that you may let our people go, they are way too puffed up. And as they would say, they too gassed. They done gassed themselves up, and they don't even know why. But Yahweh will let them know why. Because the kingdom belongs to him. And we have a question on the phone line. And I'm going to go to our phone line right now. Shalom, you're on air.
Shalom, praise the mighty Yah, bro.
Praise the mighty Yah, our good Moray Obadiah calling in. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Excellent lesson, excellent subject. And the subject, the scriptures say that this safety in the multitude, the council, and I was just considering something, dealing with the kingdom of Yah. In the book of Daniel, the 4th chapter and the 17th verse, it says that this matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones to the intent that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it up to whomsoever he will, and he sets up over it the basis of man. And the scriptures also let us know that Yahweh is our judge, Yahweh is our lawgiver, and Yah is our king. So, with that being said, my question is, even if our people don't serve the Christ of the New Testament, even if our people don't serve the idol of Islam, is participating in the political system some form of idolatry?
That's a very good question. Is the participation in the political system a form of idolatry? And to be safe, I would say it's a form of rebellion.
Okay.
And yes, they do idolize these people. They put signs in their front yard. They walk miles with signs with their names and faces. But I don't want to say that they're worshiping them because they don't feel like they're worshiping them, even though mm-hmm. what they're doing is a form of reverence and worship. So it could be idolization, but it's more of a form of rebellion and rejection of the Most High. See, our people, especially the ones that's out there voting and following after these men, most of them don't even know the Creator as it is. Don't even know the Almighty at this point anyway. So they already worshiping a Christ of the New Testament or a Muslim deity, or they're following after someone else. So idolatry is already practiced in their ways before they decided to go vote for somebody who they think represents them. And the Creator would never tell you not to put no one over you who was not of your brother if he thought that setting someone over you was idolatry. But
right.
what they are doing is they're rejecting the Creator. They're rebelling against his okay. word. And so therefore, they're creating, and what did Yahweh say? That rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft and as idolatry.
Mm-hmm.
Just by being a rebel, by being rebellious, by rejecting the Creator, you're doing something just as worse or bad as idolatry. So that's what I would say they're doing. They're doing a form of rebellion and rejection of the Creator. But they was already worshiping another God anyway. And if they claim they only serve Yahweh, then I would say, yeah, they're teetering closer to idolatry, but they still rebelling against the Most High when they start voting for other people. When you start wanting somebody else to go before you, you just plain out rejected the Creator. And you put yourself in a position to be an idolatry.
Praise the mighty Yah.
Praise the mighty Yah. And always appreciate your call on here on the program. And the mighty Yahweh bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah, bro.
Praise the mighty Yah. Praise Yahweh. So all you got to do is call in at 347-838-8963. We have about 10 minutes left on air. If you had any questions or if you had something you wanted to say, of course you can type your questions in on YouTube and we'll address them, because we want you to be able to get your questions answered and be able to forward yourself in a wholesome way to serve the Creator. You can also let, you know, your people know who decide to speak things that are not true about the house of Israel, or they think they are true. You know, we no longer have to just go out somewhere else and talk on some other platform, whether it be YouTube, Facebook, or wherever, and tell people what the house of Israel is not doing, or how the house of Israel is teaching false doctrine. Today is your opportunity to give us a call and to let us know right to our faces that we're teaching wrong according to the law of the Most High. Because the final and the most important goal of what we're doing here is to praise Yahweh, is to serve Yahweh. And if we're doing something wrong and saying something wrong, then we are availing ourselves unto you all to be corrected, to be reproved, so that we can praise Yahweh together. But we will afford ourselves the opportunity to show you the truth as we see it, as long as you would like us to show you the opportunity to show us the truth as you see it. And then we can let Yahweh's word reign supreme. Again, the number is 347-838-8963. And we were dealing with the kingdom of Yahweh, because many of our people will be going out to, and some of them have already, vote for a king. And in the time that we're in today, should we be running to the ballot box? Should we be running to the bullet box? Or should we be running to Yahweh's word? And of course, we teach that you should be embracing and returning unto the Creator at this time. We are conducting a 40-day and 40-night fast that will begin at the end of the week on November the 7th, that we will call upon Yahweh and humble ourselves unto the Creator so that He may hear our supplication and our cry and remember His covenant with Abraham, His covenant with Isaac, and His covenant with Jacob, and that He may forgive our sins and heal our land. And we're doing this fast of 40 days from morning to the evening, from this November the 7th to December the 18th, or 17th, I should say, in 40 nights from December the 18th unto January the 27th. 40 days and 40 nights. Fasting before Yahweh, humbling ourselves so Yahweh can look upon us and see if He can see His friend and His servant, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So the Most High said that this is how He even acknowledges us when He sees that we have humbled ourselves. But the kingdom of Yahweh is forever present and always present. And no matter what ruler is above the people at the time, Yahweh has desired him or her to be there. Even these foolish and obstinate people that are running for office today. So the Most High lets you know in the book of Psalms, as we begin to close out, in the book of Psalms, the 37th chapter, it lets us know this in the first verse: fret not yourself because of evildoers, neither be ye envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither away as the green herb. Trust in Yahweh and do good. So shall you dwell in the land, and truly you shall be fed. This is what we should be doing at this time and at any time. Not worrying ourselves of what the wicked and the evildoers are doing and what they're saying. Now, of course, you know, they're going to tell you that if you're not vaccinated, when this vaccine becomes available, if you're not vaccinated, then you can't go into a job or into a school or into here or into there. But we cannot fret ourselves over these things. What we have to do is trust in Yahweh, our Elohim, and lean not to our own understanding, because Yahweh rules in the kingdom of men. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. So there are no other questions or comments that anybody has today. And remember, we're going to be here every Sunday making ourselves available to you and to Israel so that we may be able to address your concerns, so we can all praise Yahweh together. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do I. Shalom.
Do y'all feel a light that shines on the top of the hill? Now be fostering my